That the Spirit.
Hello, Peter.
Hello there, Johnny, and I'd like to wish you Eid Mubarak.
Is that how you say Ramadan properly? Like the proper way to say happy Ramadan?
No, you see, I was totally wrong.
Oh.
Ramadan ended yesterday.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm wishing you a happy end to Ramadan.
Oh.
And you can now have a party.
Okay.
Or hopefully some of your Muslim friends will invite you to a party.
From what I gather, there's just a lot of really good snacks going down right now.
Yeah, because sweets is really important. I actually quite like Turkish sweets anyway, but this is the great opportunity for Middle Eastern sweets, boiled lollies and things like that to become incredibly sort of a favourite with everybody. And have you got new clothes on?
My shoes are newish.
Yeah, mine are kind of new.
That's not good enough. You need new clothes. This is the chance.
Sounds starting to get expensive, this whole Ramadan scenario, actually.
Well, of course, during Ramadan, if you've been a good Muslim, you haven't eaten as much except in the evenings. You've in some ways been fasting and curbing your bodily desires.
Right.
And so now is the chance to let loose.
And you do that for about a month, don't you, isn't it?
Or well, really just for 2 days.
Oh, is it? No, not the letting loose. I mean, how long
the
do you
Eid,
fast for?
The Eid is 2 days.
Oh.
Man,
I'm way off.
Certainly, after the fasting period of Ramadan, now is the chance when... And it's kind of interesting because it seems to me the Eid at the end of Ramadan, with the new moon appearing in the sky, is the chance for a kind of secular side to Islam become very obvious. So you're supposed to wish peace and goodwill toward your neighbours and share your joy with them.
Sounds like a good time.
And there's not too much by way of religious sort of rituals required. Slightly longer prayers for the Eid festival, but nothing more than that. So it's a very interesting, and we don't see much of the Eid. Are you saying, do you have things among students?
Say again? What was that?
Have you seen some students giving out sweets?
No. That's what I've observed, like, you know, on the TV and whatnot, like that. Do people,
right.
Obviously, the communities would get down on the Ramadan scenario here, wouldn't they? But it's obviously just not out in the streets like it is.
On the FIANS, the Federation of Islamic Societies, there's a letter that Muslim kids can take to their schools announcing.
Cool.
That they won't, could they be pleased excuse going to school for the next 2 days?
Wow, that's cool.
Peter, are the whole days like pretty much dedicated to being with your family and eating lots of food?
Yeah, that's right, precisely.
Is it?
And other forms of enjoyment. There's quite the accounts of what's happened in
board games and
some
stuff?
Other Western countries suggest that, you know, people are moving around so much and that the mosques develop some community events. That the car parking rules all have to be abandoned because they can just go and do their thing.
Oh, because there's no parking wardens, or what?
Well, in New York, I think there are probably quite a lot of parking.
Right.
But this is the one point when they can't control their Islamic population.
Oh, far out.
Yes. So, there's a lot of tensions associated with Ramadan, especially if Ramadan occurs during a hot season. And it's often been suggested that acts of violence and terrorism come about because of that.
Wait, does Ramadan change times during the year? Look, I don't know anything about Ramadan.
Well, it's a lunar festival, and so it's gradually shifting every year. And so this year it's significantly earlier than it was last year, because you know the lunar month is only 28 days. And so, you know, it's moving quite a lot every year.
That's quite cool. Keeps it fresh, doesn't it? I kind of like that idea, actually.
Well, except that, of course, in our solar-based system, in solar-structured events, there can be a seasonal aspect to festivities, but for Ramadan, there can't be, except that mostly they're from hot countries in the Middle East, where it would make very little difference. Mm. You see, it's hot whenever.
True.
Is there anything like major happening in New Zealand that you know of in relation to Ramadan?
No, that was the bit that disappointed me. As I went searching, it seemed to me that simply if I went by the Ponsonby Mosque today,
right,
or the Stoddard Street Mosque, that I'd find it packed with people. There was, it's been pretty difficult for Muslim students during the exam period this semester, because you can imagine that Ramadan's been right in the middle of the exam
that can't
period.
That must be a little bit annoying.
Yeah, totally not fun.
Getting in the way of the party times.
And there's been special instructions to, certainly at our university, that the poor students may be a bit weak in their bodies because they've been fasting before the exam. So there you are. And now there comes the festivity, but it's quite nicely timed festivity, isn't it? Right at the end of the exam period.
Sure.
They can now set up and celebrate.
Do the universities accommodate it to some extent? You know, knowing that they probably may not have been eating.
Universities are slowly getting a little bit better at this. They were really bad some years ago when we first began to get significant groups of students from other cultures. And slowly that's been improving.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
Switching on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being invited into like a household and getting amongst there, you know?
I'm just kind of putting out an invitation now if anybody's got some sweets.
But yeah. Right on.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Peter.
Okay. I'll leave you to the fun.
Oh, lastly, Peter, are you familiar with Converse shoes or Vans shoes? They've been around for a while. You know what I'm talking about?
No, sorry.
Oh, they're just skate shoes or.
Oh, like, yeah. You're familiar? Sure.
Do you know which type you prefer, Vans or Converse?
Vans, I think.
Oh, right on. Hey, thanks, mate. You're in the minority, actually.
Nice.
Hey, take it easy out there, bro.
All right, very good.
Cheers, mate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.